जय ओम विष्णुपाद श्रील भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय जय ऑल द असेंबल डिवोटीज की जय. सो फ्रॉम वेरी अर्ली आई हैड हर्ड अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्रील भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज. व्हेन आई वाज विद श्रील प्रभुपाद आई थिंक वाज लाइक 1973 ऑफ कोर्स दैट टाइम श्रील गोविंद महाराज केम विद Srila Sridhar Maharaj to the inauguration of the Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya Mandir in Mayapur. And when Srila Sridhar Maharaj came, Srila Prabhupada was upstairs getting massage with mustard oil. He was in Gumsha. And we ran up to tell Srila Prabhupada, oh, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has arrived. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada and said, what is the arrangement for the inauguration of the deities, for the installation of the deities? And Srila Prabhupada said, now that you have arrived, everything is auspiciously done. You know, just the arrival of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and entering the inauguration is successful. Reminds you of when Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Prabhupada was installing the deities, I believe, in the Bhagwat Bazaar, Gaudiya Math. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj had gone there first and, you know, put some tulsi there at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur came in, and it was his custom that he would, you know, for the inauguration, he would offer his dandavats and then put some tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of the Lord. And then when he saw the tulsi leaves, he said something like, I have come here for the inauguration, but I see the deities have inaugurated themselves. And then Sridhar Maharaj felt something and begged forgiveness, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you're Vaishnav, there's never any offense among Vaishnavas. So, also like that, Prabhupada told, you have come now that Mandir is inaugurated. But at that time, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they sat on the same Vyasasan, and at their lotus feet was Srila Govinda Maharaj. And actually, Govinda Maharaj we see in the picture. He spoke and he quoted the verse of Raghupati Upadhyaya. You know, when Vallabha Bhatta, he was with Mahaprabhu in Idaila, I guess it is, near Prayag. And Rupa Goswami was there, and also Raghupati Upadhyaya came. So Vallabha Acharya, he's giving some formal worship to Mahaprabhu, but Raghupati Upadhyaya is very intimately speaking, and Mahaprabhu is, you know, taken by that completely. And that verse about, you know, yeah, who can I tell and who will believe me? That person that we are searching after, that Lord, he is hiding in the bushes, you know, stalking out the gopis. That's our Lord. This kind of Lord we're worshiping. Anyway, that, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj paraphrased that verse. And he said, you know, who can I tell and who will believe me? That person that we have lived with and known so well, this Aboy Charande, he has now gone to the West and he has come back as a Jagat Guru, as a world Acharya. Who can I tell? Who will believe me? You know, that kind of person, he's giving out mercy like water all over the world. So this was, and then I remember the following year, Srila Prabhupada, I'm very young at that time. Maybe not in years, 30-something, but like a boy, I did not know so much. And then Srila Prabhupada, he told me the following year, he says, in his own way, he says, you know, all my God brothers are saying that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he has too much affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he meant it as a compliment, a high compliment, but also his own, you know, has too much affection for him. So then he sent us to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt for some program. And Prabhupada asked me, and others to go there. And at that program, there was some disciple, I think, of Madhav Maharaj, and he said, you know, the whole world, people are chanting Hare Krishna, and everything is going on, and it is all because of the mercy, and then he said, of his guru. And then when Prabhupada heard that, he was furious. And he said, what? And he was, you know, why did you go? I said, Prabhupada, you sent me. You asked me to go there, you know. But from that very beginning, I remember Srila Prabhupada, to me, it stuck in my mind. He's telling me, everyone is saying that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he has too much affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And I didn't even know who is Srila Govinda Maharaj. But I remember the remark. I mean, it's not something you forget. Then, when afterwards, as Goswami Maharaj said, before we had some position previously, and then we came to the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and more important, also I can say to Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. And I will just say, you know, it is, then we gave up some, you know, pratishtha to take shelter at Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. So I can say, it is better to serve in the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat than to reign in some other society. So that was my feeling. And always, then Srila, I remember was one incident that, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he helped compose this book, Spiritual Assistance for Our Friends. And then I saw that the book came out as if I had compiled that book. It says compiled by Sripad Bhakti Pahajanagam. I thought, he told me, you have compiled this book. All right, Gurudev. But that book was giving very good advice. You know, that advice was about the servitor position of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, that he has always been, and I remember one quote there was like, he has always been like showing like a mountain of service. And we also know that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he would not allow any problems to go upstairs to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He kept all those problems, all those disturbances from going up the stairs. And this, some very good, that was the advice of this book, you know, that you become a servitor of Srila Govinda Maharaj and a servitor of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, that we worship the servitor. That is the spiritual assistance for our friends, basically. And I know when I came here to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, I remember at that time Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he told me, he said, quoted like the verse of Na Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarim Kavitam Va Jagadishaya Kamaye. He quoted that, you know, here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, you will get the greatest return for your investment. So you invest everything here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. You invest your head here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And that's very nicely explained in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sakshastika. I remember Srila Govinda Maharaj said, when Goswami Maharaj arranged to present that in the Golden Volcano of Divine Love, if he had not presented anything else, this would have been enough, he said. So we very much appreciate that. When I came here, then I was thinking, oh, I've been through so many difficulties, like all the difficulties that all of you are going through now. And I had come, you know, and I came, had gone through those difficulties for some years, but not unscathed. I mean, we were cut up a little bit. And I came here to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and I was thinking, oh, from the example of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, oh, I want to retire, you know, like he's living up there on the veranda, I will also retire. I've been through so much. But Srila Govinda Maharaj was always there at his side. So then I said to Srila Govinda Maharaj, I would like to stay here in Navadvip. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, "Oh, what's that you're saying? You would like to go to collect in Calcutta?" And I said to Srila Govinda Maharaj, no, I didn't say that. I said I would like to stay here in Navadvip." And then he looked at me and he said, "I think it would be better if you go to Calcutta and collect." So he sent us there. And many of us, we've been through, you know, let's not over dramatize, but that trial by fire, by collecting in Calcutta. I mean, to this day, Parvat Maharaj, you know, he sacrificed his health on the altar, and when I was, you know, I one time was going to Bangkok to renew my visa. This was like 30 years ago, you know, like more, 1974, you know, 37 years ago. I was going to Bangkok, and then Prabhupada told me, he said, "You're going to Bangkok, so do one thing while you're there. Open up a temple there." That was, you know, I said, by the way, when you're there, open up a temple. And then I said something like, "I would like to stay in India and serve." And Srila Prabhupada said, "There's a Bengali saying that the reaping machine will reap paddy in heaven or hell. Doesn't matter to that machine. Wherever it is, whether it's heaven or hell, it will reap paddy. So we must be like that." Yeah. Prabhupada told me like that. So better to, you know, you be like that reaping machine. You will reap in heaven or hell. So anyone who can serve in Calcutta, they are also like that reaping machine. You know, that machine will work ever in heaven or hell to, you know. I mean, what can I say? I won't get into some graphic details. And then I also see Aravinda Lochan Prabhu. So many years he has done so much service, and also taking that same way to serve in heaven or hell. He's from Brazil, and Brazil is a very beautiful and nice country. And he's living his whole life now in, you know, different situations in another country. You know, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, he's accepted a lot of, you know, a lot of difficulties to serve Srila Govinda Maharaj. From the very beginning, Srila Govinda Maharaj accepted his service. So now has passed, as Goswami Maharaj said, over 25 years. You know, we maybe had some association with Srila Prabhupada for some time, but we were boys, and Prabhupada called us his boys. I mean, he is 50 years older than us. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj, we knew through Srila Govinda Maharaj. If without Srila Govinda Maharaj, nobody would have got entrance into the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And that's a fact. I don't care who they were. They wouldn't have got entrance without Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine grace. And that now 25 years we've had Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine association. And that has been our life. That is our servitor life. We come here to India, you know, we go to Calcutta for his divine association. And still we are doing that. I will not stop, you know, Guru Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, not, you know, he's gone, he's in his samadhi. I will not say Nitya Lila Pravishtam because Govinda Maharaj didn't do like that. I won't say that. You know, he's...
That comes from Ananta Basudeva. Guru Maharaj said, our consideration is he's already in the pastime. In this life, he was already in that plane. Now,
yeah, we know he's in that plane. Otherwise, dead telephones don't talk, you know. That's a saying. Dead telephones don't talk.
When you get a call from Vrindavan
and telling you to take Rupa Goswami's land, then the dead telephone talks.
That's a miracle.
It's a miracle. And there was other miracles like plowing the field and turning up the Govardhan, Anu Govardhan that had been lost. This was, or getting Krishnadas Kaviraj's divine temple of Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra asked to take that. So many things. But so many years, and always it has been Srila Govinda Maharaj, and because of that, we were coming here. So I will say in the future, I will always continue to come to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat here in Navadvip and also in Calcutta. I cannot stop coming. Srila Govinda Maharaj said, I want all my sannyasis here for Gaur Purnima, and also, of course, for, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine appearance, Kartik. We have many excuses for coming here. We can serve in many ways, and here, or try to serve under Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine guidance. But I will also say that, you know, I saw, it was mentioned Jamuna, I saw that she was very dedicated to Srila Govinda Maharaj's service, as was so many other persons. When I came also this time, you know, I know that Srila Govinda Maharaj has, you know, I'm not going to try and, you know, nice quote something. I know that when Srila Govinda Maharaj left Navadvip, he left with some pain in his heart. But at the same time, and he, when I came there to Calcutta this time, I could see from the day I got there, Srila Govinda Maharaj will leave. I knew that. I could see that. Because you could not get him to, you know, really participate in anything. He was in his divine, it was his own divine will. He was accepting service from his different servitors, but it was his divine will. And then when somebody said, well, you have to sit up, you have to do something, he says, I'm happy this way. I'm happy this way. So when I saw that, immediately I postponed my ticket. Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was very happy that I did that. He said, oh, very good. As I could see, if I wait now 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, this is, you know, it is very obvious what is happening now. It is so obvious, and, you know. And basically, it is something divine also, that Srila Govinda Maharaj, you know, underneath it all, he also doesn't want to live as a sick man. You can have your choice. Live as a sick man or join with Srila Sridhar Maharaj and all the divine servitors of Shishi, you know, Radha Krishna and Shri Rupa Manjari and all that. You know, you have your choice. Stay in bed, invalid, or join that. You know, but he stayed for so long to accept our service. You know, what we were aspiring to do as servitors. So I think that is the message, that we all have to continue with that service. Now, I am a servitor, you know, of Srila Govinda Maharaj's divine instructions and his words. He's given those instructions. I cannot, you know, to me, it's not just a question, you know, somebody can say, this is qualification. I don't know what is qualification. I know that all my friends, I got a phone call this morning from Hare Kirtan Prabhu of Venezuela. And he was saying, oh, you know, expressing, naturally he will call because Gurudev is left. But he says something to me like, you know, I'm not qualified. I said, all my friends, they have so many, I said, we were speaking Spanish, I said, all my friends have so many manias, tricky behavior. All my friends have so many manias. Then I said, maybe with the exception of Ashram Maharaj, he's a bit of a gentleman. Okay, so I'll let him speak also.
That's a great introduction to Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. So I just have to say, I remember when we were in Venezuela, the time I got to go there, it was a very joyous kirtan with the hundreds of devotees dancing before Sri Nitai Gora Chandra and everything. And Srila Gurudev was so pleased. And I remember when he introduced, he said, he was telling something in praise of everyone. He said, but there was one very sweet sannyasi who is my beloved Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. So, Maharaj.
So, last thing. I also agree with Goswami Maharaj and others. You serve Srila Govinda Maharaj's instructions and you help serve this mission of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, you cooperate with Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. And if you have some affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj, you'll follow that instruction. He gave it. You heard it. Who didn't hear it? Tough luck. Because you're somewhere else. Goodbye.
And now back to the sweet sannyasi Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. Beloved servitor of Srila Gurudev.
Guru Bhavista Supurakam, Guru Anaira Sisya Sambusitam, Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipunam, Sri Rupa Pantanugam, Govinda Vidam Ujwalam Baram Tanum, Bhaktyam Vitam, Sundaram, Pande Vishwa Gurun Chadibya Bhagavat, Premnohi Vija Pradam, Deva Divya Tanum, Suchanda Badanam Balarka Chelanchitam, Sandra Nanda Puram, Sadeka Baranam, Bairagya Vidyam Budhim, Sri Siddhanta Nithim, Subhakti Lasitam, Saraswatanam Baram, Vandetam Subhadam Madeka Sharanam Nyasishwaram Sridharam. I don't know about these things of the sweet sannyasi and the sweet this and the sweet that, no. I feel always very, very bad at hearing that. No, I think that there are many more beautiful qualifications I see always in the character and the personalities of so many of you, which are not that sweetness, but which are that courage to serve, you know, in under any circumstances, and in whatever service, no? Like all, how is the expression, English expression? All land for that land over car, which goes, that car, which goes to every land, four-wheel drive, no, but what is the land over, or what?
Land Rover.
It can go to anywhere. I think when I see that now in the devotees, I really become very much impressed and admire that. But well, today we are all gathered here because finally that undesirable date, which we will never thought it will happen, came to be. Of the disappearance of our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And so many things already in the respective turn my God brothers have mentioned. Goswami Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and for sure so many more other devotees will have the opportunity to say something. First of all, I would like really to thank these devotees who were serving Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj personally. I know that it has been said, even my name has been mentioned here about this, that. But we have to put things in the proper perspective. It is not everything is the same, no? We never have been hearing that from the very childhood of our very beginning days in this movement. We have never been say that everything is the same. And really in this regard, I would like to thank. And to thank is a word, you know, Guru Maharaj never liked, because never showed what it is the proper Sharanagati attitude. But anyhow, in our Western tradition, we would like to thank so much Jamuna Devidasi, took so much care of the form, of the Vaishnava aspect of that whom we all adore and worship and sustain our faith and our hearts during all this time. Everyone has tried to serve him so much in their own quarters, no? Someone in Australia, someone in South America, someone in North America, in the United States, someone in Europe, in Africa. We don't want to leave aside any continent, no? In the Siberia, great Siberian, Russian region, everywhere. But most of the time we did not were acquaintance with the fact that few devotees were 24 hours a day dealing with the necessities of him who had to embrace and to give his mercy and his compassion and his love to all over his disciples around the world. And he did great things. I remember one thing, because we are all not trying to gather here and there a few diamond things to present in this conversation. which will delight your hearts and will honor his memory. The life of sacrifice he lived. Oh, what an example of life of sacrifice he lived. Around his family, he had so little time to dispense to his family, his daughters. He could say that, "Oh, we never saw our father here. No, he always was with Sridhar Maharaj." But anyhow, these little few things I wanted to collect. That Sridhar Maharaj asked him, one of his last instructions, personal instructions for him was, take care of your health. And I remember perhaps some of you also, Vijay Krishna, which is here from Singapore, and Goswami Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and some Jagannanda Prabhu, those who at that time were coming here to the mat, they saw Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, wearing his sandals when he used to come here. And we sometimes, at least myself, you know, poor as I am in my understanding of everything, I was thinking, oh, he is wearing sandals in front of me. But he said, I am wearing these sandals because Gurudev asked me to take care of my health. That was one of his main, no? I mean, not main, but it was for sure Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted him to be careful about his health. And also we have heard this story about whoever will serve him that jackfruit, which is, no, we know, one very delicious sabji we all like and taste here in Navadvip, especially when we come here. I have never tasted anywhere else. But whoever serve that sabji to Srila Govinda Maharaj, they will fast for one day, because that sabji used to give difficulty, you know, it will cause him sometimes to get sick. Anyhow, so during all these years, we know that he neglected his health for one reason, to take care of the mission of his Gurudev. That means his deities, his devotees, and his mission. Huh? He said, this is my Tridanda. Maharaj he was never a former man. No, he was never that type of a square practitioner. No, we never saw that in his life. We, on the other side, we had to many times to restructure, rethinking, in order to understand, no, what we have to adjust to please him and to know and to learn what he wants us to learn. No, he was never a stereotyped guru. Never. On the contrary, he showed us that many of these stereotyped practices are just like belonging to the Kanista Adhikar section. No? Those who are doing so much of an imitating practitioner or practice, but never connected to the realm, the line of surrender, a proper surrender. I just want to mention one thing. I never saw him crying, except few times, Srila Govinda Maharaj, I say. But once in Sokel, Yamuna was sometimes, we know, a little angry girl, no? And sometimes got like out of your composure. after your composure. So, Janardhan Maharaj, when we were in Sokel, he was a little angry with her for something, no? Some things. And then he was, no, yelling at her. And then Guru Maharaj was inside. And he heard, no, Maharaj was giving a chastisement to her, and then Maharaj started crying and said, oh no, don't do that. Tell him she has done so much, that girl has so much committed to my health. But with tears. That was the first time I saw him with tears in that way. And I know, I don't want to say that he never shed tears for any other of you. I bet he did. He did so much. We had all these devotees who, I don't know how they got that inspiration, and as Maharaj explained very well, that determination to serve him. You know, whatever they, it was this last time especially, it was more chastisement than nice philosophical. Sometimes the devotees ask, Maharaj, share us what philosophical, what nectar you have got. No, there was no any philosophical exchange. Exactly, so many sticks. But they were there. And that allowed us to meet him, to have his compassion, his love, his affection, his so many things. No? Devabandhu, Nandapriya, Chinmoy this last year. Oh, phenomenal. He was taking the whole night turn, no night shift there by himself. And when I saw them, with that, they really looked like the parents of Gurudev.
Yeah.
No? They looked like the parents of him. Like sometimes, I may say, like doing some chastising to him. Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, he's going to slap them. He's going to slap. But sometimes he was very, you know, like he said of himself, a good boy. I have become a good boy now. I'm being a good boy. I'm following. And how much he followed, no? He followed everything. He followed like more than 20 medicines daily intake. Injections of insulin, nebulizer, now the homeopathy, now the allopathy, now the heart medicine, now the lung medicine, now the steroid, now the this, the that. And he very patiently and tolerantly. It was impossible to believe. And I think he did that to attract all of you and all over the disciples around the world, no, to his attention, so that you will think of him. And how many calls we have received, no, during these months. Everyone wanted to know, and how is Gurudeva's health, and how is him, and do this, and they are doing this, and they are doing, they were doing fantastic. They were the best nurses and nurse men and women that we can aspire. Kishori Devidasi, who just got graduate from his school, professional, no? Gurudev said he's a doctor, no? He didn't call her to be a nurse. He called her his doctor, Kishori, Dr. Kishori. She came also, Nakul Prabhu, no? That boy from Malaysia, from Aprakrita and Jayasri. He came and Goswami Maharaj once said when we were there, oh, you were like a boy when you came here, now you are like a man. Ratan Krishna Prabhu also. So many devotees. I know that I will miss, and I am asking forgiveness for that. But it is not that everyone is the same. No. No. And that Maharaj confirmed that to the very last day. No. To Yamuna. You are my doctor. You are my friend. You are everything. Do not leave myself. And Saraswati, now as poor Saraswati, no, she was serving so much, and now she went also to Thailand, Bindumati, huh? The cleaner of Gurudev, a room, and so all of them, they did so much service, and so, and Gurudev wanted, it's true that he sometimes allowed some of us to do something there, but never like the trust, when some panic, when some urgency, when some critical moment came. She always wanted to have by them side themselves. Because they know all my history. And we saw them fighting even with the doctors, no? Oh, making the life of the doctors pain. How do you say? A big pain. Oh, we saw, so many times I saw, no? There was one lady doctor, Bengali doctor, like very, very tall. This last time when we went to the Apollo Hospital, and Yamuna got like so fighting with her about them, because she didn't like how they were treating Srila Gurudev. But then that doctor understood and was like, oh, I am also very heavy temperament, and she's also, then we are little fighting. But no, what she was saying, and we saw all of them, Sutasava Prabhu also, no, all of them serving him and doing all these things that the people in the hospital, they look like ridicule. They look like novices in comparison to them. That was the quality of the service they dispensated to their Lord and Master. 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter if they were sleeping in their very nice dreams. As soon as they heard the phone, Gurudev wants you here. Bus. No, they have to come and show themselves. And better they do. No, they have to come and show themselves. So, very grateful. I would like to remain also these pictures of all of you serving him in my heart, in my memory. They are very beautiful, very pleasant. And how much Gurudev say things, I am now astounded to recall these things, what he said about the service you all gave for his well-being. And what he did with that, he put the singlest drop of blood in the preaching field, no? we all said after that stroke, no, first stroke, and then after the heart attack, no, and that surgery, who would think he was going to come out? Nobody. Nobody thought in the whole of the world that he will go out again and preach again. But what was his intention always? Neglecting the advice of the doctors. So in the Apollo Hospital, many times they said, all the specialists, he had like 5 or 6 specialists. Isn't it, Yamuna? 7 or 6 specialists. And one of them, among the PhD, I mean, no, specialists in doctor, in medicine, it is called specialist. And among one for the heart, one for the diabetes, one for the surgery they did in his back, no? A spinal surgeon, but one was the main one. Huh?
The long
specialist. He was the overall. And they had a system, you know. I never happened to see these things, but when you get into that circle as everything, you start seeing so many things. And that man was very unmovable. Whatever he was final. Other doctors, specialists, and like topmost, but they were not in charge of the whole overall of Gurudev. Whatever they wanted to console or to do, they first had to go to the other man to say. Well, that person said many times, you should not go out of India. But what did Srila Govinda Maharaj did? One after another and another time and another time. He put aside all these things. I remember once, very dramatic, I mean dramatic, we were all in St. Petersburg. We arrived there. Badut Maharaj, very generous always, inviting so many devotees from outside Russia to enhance the festival there that he always present for the satisfaction and glory of Srila Govinda Maharaj. He invited him to come to Russia, and Gurudev was so pleased. I wanted him to speak before myself, and it is not false humility or sweetness, no. I wanted him to speak before me, and I wanted, because today I want to say to all of you that I always notice Srila Govinda Maharaj eagerly, you, his devotees, his disciples, not ourselves, we are coming from, no, being from, he always called us his friends, but his disciples, he wanted also always to know you, to know yourselves, that he is there to back you, and wherever service you would like to have and to do, in his name, he will be like, oh, like with tears in his eyes. Happily, he wanted you, his disciples. And that's why Acharya Maharaj and Avadhut Maharaj, you could see when they will go to the room, no? Even though he may be sick, you could see when they will go inside the room, how much, what eyes he saw them, no? Anyhow, that time in Russia, he came from London, and I heard the story. And look, Maharaj, look, when he arrived in the airport, bad as you can see. No, nothing like Georgios and beautiful Gurudev, no. He looked like dramatically bad. And well, anyhow, no, we took him, we brought him to the temple and this and that, and by the days he got better. But we heard that in London, he was previously, prior to come to, he was in London, and at that time, the doctor saw his condition, and he said, no, you cannot continue with your world tour. No? Then Maharaj thought for himself, oh, I am going to be stopped here because, you know, it is not India. In India, you can do anything and, no, overrule the laws in one way or other. But there in England, he knew that, oh, it is very strict. And the doctor say, no, you cannot fly. I will not fly. And I will not continue with my schedule, my itinerary. And Avadhut Maharaj has all the program there set for myself, all the beautiful dates. He always used to go there for Janmashtami, for that 1 month, large month celebrated always in the Sri Chaitanya Mahārāja. In the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, one long standing festival called Harismaran. Huh? Yes, Maharaj? Harismaran, 1 month. And what dates are in that month? Oh, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur disappearance, Balaram appearance day, Lalita Devi, who was the favorite, no? Gurudev always, when asked by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, one day went to visit Vrindavan, and after visiting Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in a sense of testing his, this taste of his disciples, of asking for the taste of his disciple, he asked, and of all the sides, Srila Govinda Maharaj, what did you like the best? And Gurudev said, oh, Lalita. Lalita Bari, or the place where Lalita is worshipped and stays. So Gurudev didn't want it to remain in England. Not because he don't want it to stay there. He already made his trip. He already conceived about his routine. And he wanted to go to his next leg. Then he said, you know how he had that humor, brilliant humor, which he diminished the seriousness and the delicatenesses and the, delicadez means the gravity of their illness. No, he always used his humor to overcome all these things. But then he said, then I knew that I had, when the doctor come the final day, I knew that I had to present myself very happy with a big smile and to cheat him so that he will give me permission to continue with the journey. And he said like that. So to that point he came. Why? Because he wanted to be with you. That last motto, that last logo, he uses for his last preaching campaign, last tour, which was for 8 months, continuous 8 months. First of all, in America, Thailand, which almost he was stopped because of also illness, no? But Parananda there gave him the king's doctor, no? The king's personal doctor brought for Maharaj attendance, royal physician, and he did beautiful job. He did not, it was very short to go back to India, but no, he continued. But finally, he continued to Russia. A little bit delayed, 1 or 2 weeks delayed, but finally he reached Russia. How much he loved Russia. How much he loved Avadhut Maharaj. So, finally he did. And that all became because he wanted to share. I was saying, excuse me of my hurriedness or not properly explaining all these things. But he said, his logo of that last visit was, I'm not going for any public meeting. I'm not going for any preaching campaign. I am going to see my devotees, and especially those who cannot come here and see me. I'm going to be with them. That was his simple phrase, his simple process, his simple campaign, or simple idea. But what dimension that idea came to be? Now, he said the itinerary were 7 or 8 countries. I may remember Thailand, Russia, Italy, Venezuela, Mexico, United States, England, back to India, just for a short moment, came to Navadvip traveling again, stayed for his Vyaspuya, went back to Thailand, then from Thailand to Mauritius, and then from Mauritius to Malaysia, Mauritius, and finally back, and not back to Kolkata, back to Delhi, and from Delhi, go to Govardhan and see the beautiful temple for the first time, finishing. No, that beautiful Govardhan Mandir, Anu Govardhan, Anu Giriraj Diti there. And then came find 8 months. That was 7 countries. But in every one of those countries, we may say, he visited 7 countries. No! In Thailand, people came from China. Yudhamanyu Prabhu brought people from China. And Australian devotees came. Japanese devotees came, that girl from Japan. And Malaysian, which are very near, Singaporean devotees. So there was already like 7, 8, 10 nations there represented. And when he went to Russia, the same thing happened. Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Siberia, Lithuania, people from Europe. Then he moved to Italy. Regional convention of European Union. People from, I heard, I was not there for that leg of the trip. 150 guests, I don't know how many from Hungary. No, a big caravan of people from everywhere. And then when he crossed the sea, he told his devotees, you will see what will happen. I remember, I said that in one of the offerings to Gurudev, Sadhu Priya, which is here with us today. He said to me, when he saw all these devotees in Venezuela, like 400, 500 people in Venezuela, he said, Maharaj, I have never seen so many people. I didn't know so many people exist. I mean, so many devotees exist. No? Because That's why Gurudev wanted to go and visit these countries, because some of these people, some of them, they have never come to India, never in their lives. They don't have sufficient funds, our economies are not good whatsoever. Then people from Brazil came, from Colombia, they traveled like 36 hours, 48 hours by bus to reach Gurudev, from Peru, from Colombia, from Ecuador, from, no? And they get together there in Caracas. And the expression of Sao Priya was like that. No, I didn't know there are so many devotees. And then he went to, no, Mexico. The same thing happened. So many people from all over the place, from all over Mexico. Like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, no, that the devotees in this big caravan came from Navadi, from Nadia. They all went to Jagannath Puri. 200 people. No plane, no train at that time. Only bullock cart. At the most, we may think. No, and walking with the children and, you know, and the dog, that dog who follows them. Yes, like that. It is that expression is that like rivers come to the ocean. All these devotees came like so much invigorated and so much anxious to see their Lord, who was there in Jagannath Puri. Huh? As soon as they received the news that he has come back from his touring around India. And the message was sent to Sachimata and all their devotees in this region, and all of them start this big caravan. 200 for 24 years. And 4 months they stayed there with him. So that was he did. He neglected his health to the very, very much. His diet, no? His diet was completely the opposite for his illness. He never suspended. He was not in this bodily thing that I'm going to change all my diet, what I have always do for all my life. Never. He never changed nothing. He neglected all these things, all these considerations, because and the last time if you were in the room, you will be crying to see he was lying just after he passed a stool. No, he barely had the chance to come to his bed, lay down. And the devotees, Ramachandra Prabhu, will always come. Maharaj, this so-and-so devotee, they are leaving today for their countries. Can they come? And always, he said yes. And they came. He could not speak, he could not. He just glanced at them and smiled a little bit. No? How he much desire. And I wanted to say, just to conclude now, as Maharaj said, that he loves all of you so much, and especially the disciple section, you always feel that he is behind you and that he has wanted you to come forward, and to do the needful, to do as much as your heart desires, to preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of this particular line of Saraswata family, and this particular line of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, of his divine master. If you can do that, never think that you will not be protected by his compassion, by his love, by his beauty, by all what he has had. He can change everything of that to give it to you. That I wanted to say. I not wanted him to speak first of all than myself because of that. It is not a question of seniority or youngest. Don't think like that. Never again. We are all here servants of him. And we have seen Grihastha, that is the stamp of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. We are not considering here Sanyasi, Kivavi, Pra, Kivanyasi, Shudra, Kenenoi, Jai Krishna, Tato, Aveta, Sei Guru Hoi. This is the stamp of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. How much the Grihastras, God brothers, were recognized by him. How much our God sisters were recognized by him. No? In all levels. So we had to reorganize our mental structure or whatever we understood previously in our practitioner's life. We have to reorganize to understand, oh, we are now playing another type of issue. And we could not see that was outside of what the Shastras is giving. No, that was, on the contrary, revealing the fresh and new and life-given aspect of the scriptures. And the association, not to remain in the Sahajiya group, in the imitationist group, but to come far and to stay in the living. So, my recognition for the service of all of you. Those who are present, those who serve him, Bhakti Lalita also serving her always, as Maharaj said, in the correspondence dealing with the sentiments and the hearts and the aspirations of so many devotees who wanted to have a little few words from him. He was there transmitting, you know, what Gurudev would mention and said to them. And so many other of the devotees. I know that I am missing, no, for sure, and I'm committing an offense. But I would like to recognize your example, and your dedication has been always like very much for me, like an X-ray, and immediately show my defects, my poorness, my limitations. And I'm seeing in your example, in your dedication, in your devotion, I'm seeing that, oh, this is what I should do. I don't know if I should do in this life, if I will be able to do in this life. But I hope, I pray that I will be able to become a sincere follower of this mission of Srila Gurudevas, of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and of all of you. Thank you so much. Dhanyavaad.
Thank you, Bhakti Kusumashramaraj ki jai.